Hey, sweetie. Hi, how are you? Welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, hi. I hope you like what you hear and you decide to stay. And if you are coming back again, hey, cutie, welcome back. I hope you are loving it over here and you're enjoying what I have been putting out there so far. Yeah, I hope you are taking care of yourself wherever you are. I hope you are trying your best to stay fit, whatever that looks like for you. Eating well, okay, not me being a hypocrite, because am I eating well? I don't know. But then I just hope you are doing your best to take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, with what you have and where you are, you know. I just hope you are doing your best. Am I taking care of myself? Okay, I'm trying my best too, okay? Today, I went to the gym after school. So, yeah, physically, I'm trying to take care of myself. Mentally, I think I'm in a decent space. Emotionally, we don't have to talk about that. Spiritually, yeah, between me and God, I'm trying my best, honestly. And God is also doing his big one. So, we are at peace in that department. Ups and downs here and there, but then we're at peace. We are trying our best to, you know, work well together, me and the big man above. Speaking of which, so today it is a Tuesday, the 2nd of April, which means that it's 10 days till my birthday, but we're not there. Which also means that it is a day or 2 days after Easter. Now, can we talk about the Easter period real quick? I wish this was like a radio talk show so that I can be talking to people that can actually pick up the phone and call in and give me their feedback, because I feel like I don't want to be having this conversation by myself. But then it's fine. Am I the only one that felt like this past week, like the week leading up to Easter weekend, spiritually, there were some hands that were being thrown? Like, maybe I'm the only one that was catching hands, but I feel like spiritually I was going through it. I was, especially the Easter weekend, like from Easter weekend started on like Thursday evening, right? From like Friday right up to Monday, I was fighting for my life. Hands were being thrown, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know how to phrase it, but then I was catching all the beatings. Like, my behind was being whooped left, right, and center, right? I was like, And the funny thing is, right, at first I was like, it's hormones, because, you know, as a woman, you go through whatever you go through, and then hormones, because your cycle is up and down, it's left, right, and center, it's like this, it's like that, you know. So I'm like, I remember I was talking to my friend, I'm like, my hormones are showing me flames, you know. I'm like, hormones, you know, the older you grow, hormones, and my spirit was literally like, you better not be calling spiritual warfare hormones, sweetie. Call it by the right name. And I said, what do you mean? And then when I looked at it, I was like, my hormones don't wild out like this. Like, yes, I go through it every month, almost every other week in each and every month. But like, my hormones do not be doing me like this. Absolutely not. So I was like, it's definitely deeper than that. Like, it's definitely bigger than that. Me catching these hands, there's something more to it. And God was like, yeah, because it's spiritual warfare, sweetie. Like, you do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood enemies. And I say, So you mean like they're trying to take me out? Like, I was going through the most. Like, I was down bad. I remember even thinking, I think this whole year, well, the last time that I was down bad like this was like beginning of the year, literally on January 1st, I think. Yeah, that was the last time I was like, I am so down bad. I feel like, hey, whatever is throwing hands really has got some punches. But then after that, it's like even in the ups and downs, I've just been at peace because I'm like, hey, God, everything's in your hands. Me, I'm not gonna stress or worry about anything. But then this time, I was like, what in the ghetto is this? Like, what type of ghetto have I found myself in? Where am I? What did I subscribe to? Because I thought I said this year that I'm not gonna be on the strong soldiers package. Because what am I doing here? I thought I said this is not my portion this year. But anyway, I was just like, I was going through the most, and I was talking to one of my friends about it. Well, I kept on saying, oh, it's hormones to her. I remember, like, the way I was feeling, yeah. First of all, I was feeling numb. It's like I felt like I couldn't really move. Like, I was just in this funk. And most of the times, I was stuck in bed. Like, whenever I was at home, I just felt stuck in bed. I was like, I kept on, like, the whole day, especially on, when was it? Was it on Sunday? And Monday, Monday, right? That's when I didn't go anywhere. Actually, Friday, because Friday I didn't go anywhere. Friday, Sunday, and Monday, that's when I spent most of the time at home. Well, Sunday I went to church, but we'll get into that later. And all the time that I was at home, I was literally like sleeping. Like, I was taking back-to-back naps. Monday felt like the worst. Sunday and Monday felt like the worst. Because on Friday, yeah, I was a bit sick. So I was like, okay, it's justified. I'm not feeling well. So I need to rest and take it easy. But then Sunday and Monday, I felt a lot better physically. But then it's like, still, I didn't feel better because I was just having this. It's like something was dragging me down. So anyway, I remember on Monday, because I wanted to wake up early and get some stuff done, right? And then I think I woke up around like, was it around 7? And then I did have breakfast. I don't remember what I did, but then I was just tuning into the sermon because I'm like, you know, let me listen to the word of God and just try and get into it and just, you know, like just spend some time with God because that was the plan for the weekend, which didn't really happen. So as I'm listening to this preaching on YouTube, I just felt so heavy. Like, I felt I just couldn't continue with that preaching. Like, I felt a heavy feeling of being exhausted. And I'm like, I literally just woke up, so it doesn't make sense as to why I'm feeling exhausted, right? So around, this was around 7, 8, I think. Around before 9, actually, I took a nap. I'm like, you literally woke up an hour ago and now you're taking a nap. And I was like, I cannot do this. I literally shut down that preaching that I was listening to without even finishing it. And I just took a nap and I slept. And then I woke up, I think maybe an hour or two later. And then I still felt exhausted. Like, I spent the entire day in bed. I'll just wake up to like go and grab something to eat because I was like, despite me feeling weird, I'm not about to starve. Food comes first. So I'll just like wake up to go and grab some food. And then come back and just sit in my bed and literally be turning from one side to the other, either on my phone or on my laptop, and just scrolling and stuff like that. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on with me? Like, why am I catching these hands? Why am I going through it? I was like, hey, somebody's big mad. That's why I'm catching hands. But then anyway, God is good because he got me through that. But yeah, no, I literally went through it because I remember on Sunday, yeah, going back to Sunday, on Sunday morning I went to church, which I didn't even feel like going to in the morning, but we'll get to that. So on Sunday I went to church and then I came back home and I was like, okay, I'm gonna like sleep, and the weather was so beautiful. I'm like, you're wasting away this beautiful weather. But I was like, I'm too tired. I'm going to sleep and take a nap. So I took a nap and then I woke up later and I was like, it still looks good outside. I think I woke up around 5 p.m. and I'm like, the weather still looks good outside. So just go and take a walk because the way that you're feeling, it's not good for you to just be stuck in like in your room all day. Just go and take a walk and take your skateboard and just talk to God on the walk. But then I remember walking and I couldn't even utter words to God. Like, I didn't even have the words to say to God. And I remember just trying to sing like this gospel song. It's called Hosanna. Do we pronounce it Hosanna or Hosanna? It's Hosanna by Cold Out Music. And I couldn't even utter the words to that song because I was like breaking down and crying. I know it's a bit childish, child. But I'm like, why am I crying so much? Like I was crying so much. And then on my walk, so there's this place that I usually like to go to. It's like an elevated smaller nyana hill, right? And then I just like to go there and sit there and stuff like that. So I remember just going up that hill and just sitting there, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, God, it's just me and you. But I don't have the words to say. Like I don't know what to say to you right now because I just can't find the words, right? But then I just remember in that moment I was sitting, and then I'm just looking around me, and God is just showing me this place, because I usually go to that place, and as you know, on the European side of the world, we are slowly going into spring. Well, we're now in spring, but then before that we had winter, right? And in the winter time, like everything was just dry and there was no vegetation, there was nothing, like nothing was blooming, right? So as I kept on looking around, I'm noticing the fact that, oh, okay, now there's like vegetation and it's looking green and there's even flowers on the trees. And I heard God say to me, what did he say? Oh, he said, I just kept on remembering this verse that says he makes everything beautiful in its own time. So as I'm looking around, I'm noticing the fact that, okay, this vegetation wasn't there a couple of weeks ago, but then now it's there. So it's like God is making things beautiful in their own time. No matter what it might look like, maybe in the winter season, it might look lifeless. It might look like, you know, nothing is happening. But then when the spring comes, it starts to like bring forth life because he was working in the background, right? So anyway, I'm thinking of that. And then as I'm looking around, I'm noticing that even though some trees have started to like grow leaves and have flowers and stuff like that, there's still some trees that like still bare. They don't have leaves, they don't have flowers, they don't have anything. And then again, God reminded me that each and everything has got its own like timing, how it has to happen. Like the trees are not all going to get their leaves and their flowers at the same time, but then each and everyone is going to happen on its own time. And I'm like, oh, okay, because one of the reasons why I was just feeling frustrated, it's because I feel like I was looking at some of the people around me and feeling like, oh, okay, they're getting certain blessings before me. I know that's a weird feeling to have, but hey, I'm human, it happens. You know, when you're just looking at people and you're like, oh, I've been praying for this, but then I'm not getting this, but then people around me seem to be getting it. And then maybe you now want to start compare yourself to people, or maybe you now want to start doing things the wrong way, like start wanting to start I don't have an English way to express that, but yeah, just wanting to do things the way that you know that God does not approve of, because you just want to get that satisfaction of, oh, okay, I have this and everybody else has it. And God was like to me, everything has got its own timing. The same way these trees are not all going to blossom at the same time, that's how it is in life. People are not all going to like bloom at the same time and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, God, I hear you. I guess today you had to do the talking. It's fine. I hear you. But even after that, I was still feeling a bit numb, because I'm like, I've got this heavy feeling and I'm like, I'm so tired of life. And the thing is, I felt like I didn't really know who to talk to about it. That's why when I was talking to my friend, like my other friend, I kept on saying to her, like, my hormones are messing with me. And then I'm like, do I message my mom? But then the thing is, if I now start to, sometimes I don't like talking about things, because maybe you now have to start explaining, oh, okay, this is how I'm feeling, this is how my brain is currently functioning, this is what I'm going through. Like the thought of explaining something when you're going through something, it's really draining. Like it's the last thing, personally, it's the last thing that I want to do, trying to explain myself so that someone else understands me, when I'm also trying to understand what's going on. So I was like, talking to my mom, I know she'll understand, but then the process of explaining it to her, I'm really not feeling that, right? And then, yeah, even with my friends, I was like, now starting to explain what has been going on and being like, oh, okay, Show me A, B, and C happened. And this is how I'm feeling. I'm like, I'm dreading that. But then anyway, between me and God, we fought through that. And then we got through it because God was like, I got you. Like, I will fight for you and you just need to hold your peace. And I was like, I bet. Thank you. Like, thank you. Because if I had to fight for myself, God knows I wouldn't make it. So thank you, Big G, for fighting for me, right? And that was basically it. And on Sunday, oh yeah, which brings me to my second point. So on Sunday, I didn't feel like going to church. I think me and church, it's something I'm working on. It's something that I'm working on to try and be going to church. But it was because on Saturday evening, we went out and I got home late around 12 midnight, which is something that I'm not used to anymore. And my body's like, I'm not used to functioning like this. So I was so tired. Like, I was literally so exhausted. And the Sunday morning, I was like, I'm not going to church tomorrow. God, I'm going to praise you from my house. And I'm going to pray from my house. And that's that. Like, it's going to be me and you today, right? So around, what time was it? Because I ended up going to church, but I got ready in such a short space of time. Because my sister called me, my sister-in-law, she called me, and then she's like, are you going to church? And I'm like, right? And then she's like, oh, okay, Mina, I'm getting ready for church, I'm going. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, hi, have fun. And then I hang up the phone, and God literally reminded me of the conversation I spoke about it in the last episode, the conversation that I had with my friend when I didn't want to go to church again. And I'm like, damn, God, you're so strict. Because God was like, you made a promise to me that you're going to start consistently trying your best to go to church. And these excuses that you keep on bringing every week, they're not going to cut it. So I was like, okay. I think I had like less than 30 minutes to get ready. I jumped out of bed when I took a shower, got dressed, and I literally ran to the train station, right, to try and catch a train. Because I was like, okay, cool, let's keep the promise that we have with God. I literally got to church looking like, hey, I was wearing a wig, and my wig was giving, it was giving hard wig, soft life, except the soft life was no inside, it's just the hard wig and an okay life, okay? So I'm like, you know what, I don't care, I made it to the house of the Lord, that's all that matters, right? Anyway, when I was in church, I was so exhausted, I couldn't even hear what the pastor was saying. Like, I couldn't fully pay attention to the word that was being preached on Sunday. I'm not going to lie. I'm not proud to admit it, but then I was like, I felt so exhausted because I'm like, I'm so sleepy. I'm literally like half asleep, but I'm trying my best. Even during like praise and worship, when we're standing to sing, I was like, I just want to sit down, but I'm going to stand in the house of the Lord and try my best, you know? But then anyway, at some point as I was sitting in church, I just heard something in my spirit, like the Lord was talking to me. And then it was just a thought that like popped up. And how did he say, wait, give me a minute, because I need to, because I wrote part of it down, right? And then, okay, so I felt like God was saying to me, Mpo, you have never had to like work for me to love you. So why do you feel like you have to work to be worthy to be loved by other people? And I said, come again, say what? He said, why do you feel like you have to put in some sort of work and that you have to be the best version of yourself in order for you to be loved by other people? And I'm like, sir, you're in my business right now. Like, I get what you're saying, but you're in my business right now. And in that moment, it just felt like God was healing a distorted view that I had. So backstory, there's this song that I've been listening to by Grace Tenner. I think it's called His Words. That's the title of the song. Let me check before I say something and I lie to you, right? Yes, the name of the song is His Words by Grace Tenner. And my favorite part is the part that says that, Lord, My singing is terrible. Let me read the lyrics, child, because I'm not about to. Oh, no, don't play. I'm not about to like start singing and embarrass myself because I can't sing, right? Give me a moment. Oh, yeah, my favorite part is the part that says, "Lord, I trust that all your words are true. Thank you for healing my distorted views." When I tell you, this is the song that actually kind of helped me out of my funk. Because when I was in that funk that I was in, it's like I was believing a lot of things that are not true. A lot of things like you're not worth it, like all this effort that you're putting into the things that you're putting it into, it's not gonna work out. Like, you're too far gone for God to come back for you. But God was like, I am the God that leaves the 99 just for that one. And if you are that one, Paul, I'm going to leave the 99 for you. Never be too afraid to keep on coming back to me. Like, don't be afraid of having a prodigal son story. Like, just come back home. No matter how many times you need to come back home. Anyway, so back to the distorted views part that I was talking about. So I think I just had this like warped view or thought that in order for me to receive certain forms of love or friendships or relationships, I had to work on myself in a certain way and work on my healing in a certain way just so I'm worthy of those things. And God was like, no, baby. Number one, I want you to heal and be whole. Not because, not so that you are worthy, maybe, for example, of a romantic relationship with somebody's ashy son. Sorry to call somebody ashy. God didn't say that. That was me. Anyway, God is like, I'm not, I don't desire to give you healing just so you're worthy to be in a relationship with someone or just so you're good enough for someone and to be in a relationship with them. I want to heal you and whole you just so you can live like a whole life, just so you can live for you to be healed as a person, and that's enough. Not so that you are saying, oh, okay, now I'm healed, I'm worthy to be in a relationship. No, you've never had to like put in the work or to heal in order for you to be worthy of my love. So why should you work in order for you to be worthy of, oh, excuse me, child, in order for you to be worthy of the human love? And I was like, I'm not gonna lie, that was so freeing because I'm like, all this time I've been like, I need to heal, especially when it comes to romantic relationships, which I'm not gonna talk about because I don't like talking about romantic relationships because trauma. But anyway, especially when it comes to romantic relationships, I've always felt like I need to get to a certain point in my healing journey before I can pursue a romantic relationship with somebody, which is not wrong, right? Because the last thing you want to do is project your past traumas, hurts, insecurities, and stuff on someone else. But then at the same time, it's like God doesn't want to heal you so that you're worthy to be loved, but He wants to heal you because He desires to give you healing as His child because He loves you and He wants to see you whole and healed and living a wholesome life. Period. Punct. Right? And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess thank you for healing that part. And well, it's obviously something that's still like a work in progress, something that me and God are still working on, and we're still trying to figure out how we are going to go about it. But then I was like, okay, I hear you, God. Thank you so much for that, because your girl needed that. In as much as we are working on this journey and we're trying our best, to be like, okay, we're gonna heal, and if we're gonna heal, let it be glorious. But at the same time, it's like, no, you're still loved as you are and appreciated, right? And anyway, that was like the kind of heavy part. Now let me get to the lighthearted part of it, because 2 weeks ago, a week and some days ago, almost 2 weeks ago, actually, I don't know how long ago it was, I went to Italy, Milan, with one of my good friends, Chido, and I had the best time. Like, I had a really good time. And I'm just like, so first of all, I am broke. Like, I am broke AF right now. I do not have money in my bank account. I feel like I spent even the future money that I'm gonna get for the next I don't know how long. But I'm just like, bruh, you'll never be 23 in Milan again. So it was worth it and you had a good time. Like, personally for me, when I'm spending time with the people that I love and I care about, it's a good time for me. No matter what we're doing, most of the times I'm just having a good time, honestly. And so Milan was fun. It is such a beautiful city. Like, I was like, I feel like I belong here. I don't have the money for it yet, but I just feel like in terms of like the vibe of the city and just how beautiful everything looked, like the infrastructure, the architecture, everything. I was like, as an aspiring model, babe, I feel like I belong in Milan. I feel like Milan looks good on me and I look good in it. Maybe one day I'll be like, yeah, I'm relocating to Milan. Who knows? I don't know. I don't think so. It seemed kind of expensive. But I would definitely go back there when I have more money, of course, just to like experience more and stuff like that. And just to see more, I guess. You know, when you have a limited budget, it's like you can't really do as much as you'd like to. But when I get that cash money doila, I'm definitely going back. I don't know in how many years that will be, but I'm definitely, Milan is on my bucket list to go back to. And I'm just so grateful to God for giving me like these opportunities. Obviously some that I like worked towards, but I'm just so grateful that he even placed that in like a list of possibilities for me. And I was able to do that with my friend. Like, being in your 20s and traveling with your friends is super nice. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it is very amazing. You're gonna be broke after that. That's fine. That's cool. You won't die. Hey, don't take financial advice from me, because my brain doesn't always function like this. I'm very financially smart most of the times, but then sometimes I'm just like, YOLO. Anyway, but then yeah, I'm just grateful for that opportunity to be young and hot. I'm so serious. To be young and living my best life and getting to experience that with my friends. I hope that in the future it's going to be more with my family as well. But for now, I'm actually like really grateful for that opportunity and to get to do that. And I'm so grateful for the friends that God has blessed me with. Because my friend that I went to Milan with, Chido, we've been friends for like, I think it's over a year. But then before this Milan trip, we like had never met in person. We only knew each other like from social media. But then somehow through cracking jokes and sharing stories, we became like super close. Like, I would say we're good friends. I don't know how she feels about that, but I know she thinks we're good friends. So anyway, we are really good friends. And I'm just like, number one, the power of social media, that's amazing, because it has brought me some of the most amazing people that I am glad to call my close friends, that I love and cherish, and that I know that they feel the same way about me. And so it is nice to be young and living it up with your friends, even though you're gonna be broke and stuff like that. If you get the opportunity to do stuff, please do it with your friends, with your family, with your dog, with your cat, with people. Just do things with people that you love. It doesn't have to be something, maybe for someone it might be like, eh, Milan is a bit extravagant. If you can afford it, maybe somewhere that's close to you, and just go out there and see. There's so many beautiful things and places out there to see. And it's like, yeah, like there's really so many beautiful places out there to see. And also, what I realized on this trip is I feel like I've become a better person and a better friend in general. Because, child, I didn't used to be the patient person. You know how, if you're a girl, you know, like, when we're girls, we like to take pictures and we like to get the really good shot. I'm not going to say perfect shot, but we like to get really good shots. So sometimes we might repeatedly want to take pictures like as many times as we can, just so we get that good shot. Let me tell you, before in the past, okay, I'm kind of not that person. I'm just like, I couldn't care less sometimes. So, and before, I would get irritated. Okay, maybe irritated is not the word for it, but then if I took a couple of pictures of somebody and then I feel like they look good, but then you're not finding something that looks good, I'd sort of get discouraged and be like, well, I don't really want to be taking pictures because you're not liking the pictures that I'm taking of you. So why am I doing this? And generally, I think I'm not the most patient person. So I just tend to get very impatient. But then on this trip, I realized how patient I've gotten as a person. Like I was, if my friend needed the perfect shot, I'll be like, okay, Chomi, you do the posing. I will take as many pictures of you as I can. Until you feel like you're satisfied. If you're not satisfied with 100 of them, let's take 800 more. Obviously, we didn't like do that. But then, yeah, I've just, that's an aspect where I realized that I've actually grown patient. And I had a good time. And it's also nice to have friends that like align with you in one way or the other. Of which that's how I feel about, I think, all of my friendships, honestly. Like, I feel like me and my friends are so aligned in one way or the other. For example, with Chido, it was in the, like, fashion sense. We both like fashion and we like to look good. So we're, like, literally coordinating some of our outfits. Like, oh, you're going to wear that? Okay, I'm going to wear this because it sort of has got the same tones. Okay, it will look good. Tell me, what are you going to wear? I feel like you look good in this and you look good in that. And that was, like, so fun. And obviously, like, maybe not all my friendships are like, okay, fine, we'll coordinate our outfits and stuff like that. But then there's like always an element of alignment. It could be in our moral values or in our jokes or in the way that we think and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm so grateful for those girlies that are like, okay, we're gonna choose to love you and we choose to be your friend. And then I get to choose to love them back and appreciate them. And I just hope everyone that is listening to this gets to experience love and friendship and even love in the sense of like your family love. And I hope you get to experience good times with your family and with the people that you love. Your spouse, family, cats, dogs, children, grandparents, everybody around you. I hope you get to experience love and you get to experience the beauty that is out there in the world, because I feel like God has made the world beautiful, be it through his own hand in nature or through the people that he has chosen to build beautiful infrastructures. He has made the world really beautiful, and I pray and I hope that we all get to experience that in our own ways, however like God intends for each and every one of us. And I think that brings us to the end of this episode. I have spoken for so much. Like, I've spoken for so long. But I hope you guys are taking care of yourself wherever you are. I hope you have a good week. I'm going to try and upload this right after I'm done recording it. But I hope you have a good week and that you are blessed and highly favored. And I hope to catch you on the next episode. And also, please feel free to like text me or DM me if you feel like maybe you want to talk about something regarding the podcast, or maybe if you have questions about stuff that I've said, feel free to ask me. Or maybe if you feel like you want to give me feedback, or maybe you feel like, oh, there's something that you could improve on, maybe this is how you should do it, feel free to do that. Even though I do take suggestions, but then at the end of the day, I'm like, it's the podcast, so I'm going to do what I think is best. But when it's constructive criticism, I appreciate it and I take it. And yeah, I hope to catch you on the next episode. Bye.